AgriTalk is brought to you by Full Scale from Helena. Grow strong returns this season with breakthrough foliar nutrition from Full Scale at Reproduction. And by propane. Propane is the energy for everyone, especially farmers. Environmentally friendly propane can fuel most anything on the farm. See how at propane.com.
AgriTalk is brought to you by the Mosaic Company, the leaders in advanced crop nutrition.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you're with us this morning to get the week started. Davis Michelson is here as well.
Indeedly doodly.
We got the team back together, buddy.
Hey-oh.
Feels good.
Yeah,
feels good.
It sure does.
All right. Speaking of the team, Growth Energy had their team together last week at the Executive Leadership Conference. Chris Bliley, Senior VP of Regulatory Affairs at Growth Energy, was there. Chris, welcome back to AgriTalk, man. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Chip? And good to hear you guys. It's great to be with you.
Yeah. You guys had quite the meeting last week. Let's see. I think it was Thursday and Friday. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Actually kicked things off Wednesday through Friday. We had a great meeting out in California. You know, more than I think closing in on 400 or 500 folks. It's good to see everybody. A lot of optimism in the industry and lots of work still to do, but coming off quite a year or so of successes and really driving towards more benefits and higher biofuel blends towards the future.
Okay. Tell us exactly what the Executive Leadership Conference is.
So this is our annual event for our executives. So plant GMs, their boards, a lot of executives with the industry, a chance to get together annually, a chance for us as a staff and a lot of the people we work with to update them on the latest issues, be that in Washington, in the states, emerging issues with the in the industry. And it's a chance really to showcase a number of experts in the field, things on the Inflation Reduction Act, a lot of questions, a lot of excitement around that moving forward, things like sustainable aviation fuel. Mm-hmm. We heard from, you know, Ag Ambassador Doug McCaleb, as well as a number of others. And so really a great chance to get together and talk about a number of these things.
Okay. So you already mentioned sustainable aviation fuel there. Is that kind of the leading the way on the buzz?
It's certainly one of the big things that people are interested in. Folks have a lot of questions, and there's certainly a long ways to go. But, you know, the potential and the opportunity is certainly exciting for our industry. Yeah. But, you know, there are other things, too, as we've talked about. You know, year-round E15 continues to be a big issue, the RFS. But broadening the industry is certainly a big topic here the past couple of years.
Yeah. You know, USDA Secretary Vilsack continues to put SAF near the top of the watch list for me because the volume of the potential volume of that market, it almost feels like a be careful what you ask for kind of situation to me, Chris.
Yeah, no, look, the volume is certainly tremendous potential. And as you said, Secretary Vilsack has been very strong on this.
Yeah.
And it is an opportunity, you know, we've proven the benefits of on-road use of biofuels and ethanol in particular. And now it's really an exciting new opportunity, but because of the volume, you have to have scalability. And, you know, biofuels are really one of the ways to deliver that kind of that volume, especially in a sector that's so hard to electrify.
Okay. Is there any news on the infrastructure of the industry, you know, building up the industry to handle higher blends?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, in fact, you talked about Secretary Vilsack. I mean, one of the things that we're very focused on is implementation of the $500 million for biofuels infrastructure, specifically for higher biofuel blends. I mean, I mentioned year-round E15. That's going to be critical, getting us through this summer, and then we have the state opt-outs. But part of that is the deployment and the acceleration of, you know, infrastructure funding through the IRA to get with a lot of these retail partners to to continue to expand availability of E15 and higher blends like E85.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe that Jeff Breuen, the Poet CEO, spoke at the event, didn't he?
Yeah, he sure did.
Okay.
It was a bit in conjunction with their anniversary, a big anniversary for Poet and kind of where things he started. It was interesting, you know, hearing how things started for him and his family in the business and where Poet is today. A great chance for him to reflect on his perspective in the industry as, you know, a founder and leader in the industry and where he started with such humble roots. I think it was a great opportunity for a number of others who've been in the industry for a long time to hear that story, as yeah. well as newer people who may not have known how things started with Poet.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that you recognize some people in the industry too, for the hard work that they put in. And I'm not going to mention all the award winners, but I will tell you this. I really, really appreciated Kelly Neuenhaus being awarded. What exactly was the award there? It was the Growth Energies America's Fuel Award. Kelly, so deserving for the efforts that he puts in to promote biofuels.
Yeah, no, absolutely, Chip. You're exactly right. As you said, we recognize quite a number of people.
Yeah.
But Kelly and his work on behalf of, you know, not the ethanol industry, the corn industry, the entire agriculture industry, really, yeah. you know, I mean, he has been a strong champion. I think he talks to everyone and their brother. Yeah. And he's always in tune and had a good chance to spend a lot of quality time with Kelly over those past couple of days. And we were certainly appreciative of his efforts. And that's exactly why we honored him at our conference this week.
Excellent. Excellent. Not a lot of time, but I got to ask you, what else? What did we miss by not being there?
Well, I think we hit a lot of the things. I mean, okay. Again, I think a lot of excitement in broadening the industry, looking at things beyond on-road and SAF, but a lot of excitement and optimism moving forward.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Chris, thank you so much for giving us an update. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, great talking to you, Chip. Take care.
You bet. That's Chris Bliley, Senior VP of Regulatory Affairs at Growth Energy. All right, Davis, hey, man, we kept it between the lines. We still got a little, you know, muscle memory here on how to make this happen.
You're a natural, baby. You're a natural.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Well, I hope we can keep it going this afternoon. We're going to have a conversation with Preston and Zachariah from CHS Hedging. Looking forward to that conversation this afternoon, 2:06 Central, here on AgriTalk.